Perry Rose is running for Heber City Council. He says the city is taking too long to make decisions and doesn't think it's doing everything it can to control growth.
I started studying the issues and jumped right in, filed for the position, and made it through the primary. I think that the city, as it sits right now, has been going the wrong direction and has not been controlling the growth. The other thing that really bothers me is, for some reason, we keep tabling things and putting it off and putting it off. And I'm not a guy that, like, let's take what information we got, let's study the issues real well and make a decision to move on. I'm not a fence setter. I'm not. We've got to make a decision and get going with it.
He says other city issues have dragged on too long.
The airport, it's time to make a decision on the airport and do whatever we're going to do, and right, wrong, or indifferent, make a decision. It's time for our bypass in Heber City to get going, and the only way that we do that is we start going to work on it. And the problem with it is it seems like everybody's just putting it off, and unless we jump in full feet and get serious about it, it ain't going to happen.
Rose says increased density has caused problems between neighbors. He thinks dense development can be avoided and the city can still participate in affordable housing programs.
Well, I'm not against lower price homes, but we call them lower priced homes when they're really not lower priced homes and affordable housing, because our taxes are so high. Because law enforcement, we're having to send law enforcement into these places because we got people too close and they're fighting and all things like that. So when you look at the broad spread, it's really not affordable housing. How do we do affordable housing? I have an idea with affordable housing, which is outside the box, and that's let's get all of these old empty houses around town. Let's get some Utah housing money involved. Let's give a real low, low, low interest rate home and let these people fix them up and make them livable. And then after we do that, let's rent them. And then let's split the rent with the homeowner and to pay the loan back until the loan's paid back.
Rose is not supportive of the city adopting form-based code. With the city council voting it down, Rose says city planners are still trying to impose it on the community.
Form-based code in Heber City is a very black and white issue. And to me, it's not going to happen, not as long as I have a vote in it. And the general public here in Heber City does not want it. And that's why it got voted down and why it didn't pass. Now, the thing that's got me bothered about that is and the planning in Heber City is now taking parts of form-based code and approving new ordinances out of form-based code.
Rose supports a bond to preserve open space as long as it's accessible to everyone.
Why do we have open space if we got to stand on the outside of it to view it? If we're going to have open space, I think we ought to have walkways through it so people can go out and enjoy that open space and walk through it and a bench that they can sit in. And we don't need playground equipment and all of it, but a trail through it where you can go sit down and you can enjoy it, where there's no houses around, you can enjoy the sun, where there's some shade that you can sit in. That, to me, is open space.
That's Perry Rose. He owns a private investigator business, and he's running for Heber City Council. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.